Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. That is a great citation from Martin Luther King Jr. Mahatma Gandhi once said that truth is by nature self-evident. As soon as you remove the cobwebs of ignorance that surround it, it shines clear. William Shakespeare also said that there is no darkness but ignorance. The legendary Confucius lucidly averred that real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. And Winston Churchill also stated that the truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it, ignorance may deride it, but in the end, there it is. Friends, the greatest form of ignorance is when someone passionately defends something that he or she is ignorant about. Ignorance is the cause of most problems in life. Ignorance and deceit, two sides of the same coin, have been the cause of intolerance, wars, terrorism, and all other vices from one generation to another. Ignorance has caused countless conflicts for power and territories. It is like a veil that covers one side. It is a catalyst for adversity. It was George Bernard Shaw who once said, "Beware of false knowledge. It is more dangerous than ignorance." End of quote. Conversely, knowledge is the panacea for ignorance. It is the discovery of one's folly. It is sometimes very difficult to convince someone who is naively ignorant. Ignorance is very costly. It is costlier than the cost of acquiring knowledge. It breeds fear and gives birth to evil works. Ignorance can only be conquered through knowledge. Sincere ignorance is one of the real enemies of humanity. Ignorance in action is like a hypersonic missile that can wreak overwhelming havoc on humanity. You see, blind conformism is very dangerous. It is a phenomenon that occurs when an individual or people follow a trend, doctrine, or philosophy, just like a sheep that follows the herd blindly without considering alternative perspectives or viewpoints, such as Adolf Hitler's goal to eliminate the Jews from the face of the earth, which led to the massacre of millions of Jews. For instance, a man took his ailing wife to a hospital for treatment. The doctors insisted on giving the sick woman blood transfusion, but her husband vehemently refused blood transfusion, insisting that it was against their religious beliefs. Unfortunately, he eventually lost his wife that same day. How sad indeed. Here's one good example of how devastating ignorance and blind conformism can be. A few years ago, a teenage gang of Satan worshippers in Russia terminated the lives of four teenagers, three boys and a girl, stabbing each victim 666 times. After stabbing and murdering the victims, the teenage assailants cooked the body parts of their victims and ate them. This is a true story. Interestingly, the leader of that satanic gang was once a church choir member. One of the teenage boys told the Russian police, "Satan will help me to avoid responsibility. I made lots of sacrifices to him." End of quote. Wow, isn't that incredible? One of the cultists also confessed to the police that they once dug up a grave and ate the heart of a girl buried therein. A third boy, also one of the assailants, told the Russian police, "I tried to turn to God, but he didn't bring me any money. I prayed to Satan and things improved." End of quote. Awful and disgusting, you'd agree. At the place where this criminal gang buried the remains of their victims, they crucified a rat on an upside-down wooden cross. Lots of children and teenagers today are exposed to satanism and occultism through the internet, as well as through movies like the Harry Potter series. This is what we refer to as blind conformism, a scourge born out of chronic ignorance. These teenagers destroyed with passion and ignorance. Countless people world over are victims of blind conformism. Many who observe pagan ritual like Halloween holiday and St. Valentine's Day are culpable victims of ignorance, the mother of blind conformism. Now let me whet your appetite by addressing the annual practice of observing the Halloween holiday, also known as All Hallows' Eve. It is unfortunate that lots of people are so gullible and ignorant. Halloween is an annual festival celebrated in several countries of the world. It is the highest annual satanic holiday. Its roots go deep into satanism, an occultic ritual. You may be aware that satanism is a religion with millions of followers world over. In the 8th century, the Pope invented the All Saints Day on November 1st as a strategy to get the people to quit the festival of Samhain. It was a way to get Romans to honor Christian martyrs, but it failed. Hallow actually means holy or sacred. All Hallows' Evening was abbreviated to Hallows' Inn. The word in is short for evening. Thus, we have Halloween. The Halloween holiday was formed by occultists and pagan priests who worshipped Samhain, the demon god of death. Centuries ago, this pagan festival was merged with the Roman Catholic All Souls Day holiday, which is a festival heralded by the prayers for the souls of the dead. Halloween is a satanic ritual that is celebrated on the 31st day of October every year. It is the worship of the entity called Satan. Not if you believe that it is the devil's birthday. It is a festival of death when sacrifices are made to the god of death. The Halloween customs began by the Celtics about 300 years before Jesus the Nazarene was born. It was a major compulsory festival for the Celtics who worshipped Satan. It promotes fear, darkness, and satanism. Many people, particularly children, masquerade by wearing masks of witches, vampires, monsters, zombies, black cats, bats, scarecrows, skeletons in coffins, haunted houses, and so on. Have you ever analyzed what the purpose of Halloween really is? Why should anyone conform to weird ancient pagan rituals and traditions that idolized spirits of the dead and entailed active participation in satanism? Attempting to Christianize a pagan holiday is vain and ridiculous because darkness and light can never cohabit. You may call a horse a donkey, but it will not change the fact that it is a horse. Halloween is an occultic practice, and no one dabbles into the occult without consequences. The concept of Halloween is one of fear, destruction, darkness, and witchcraft. What do parents really think when their children dress so weird and creepy in order to look like their perceived image of the devil, of demons, of monsters, of witches? Witchcraft, whether black or white, is evil, as their influences are allegedly from one evil source. Halloween is undoubtedly a holiday predominantly dedicated to satanism and the veneration of the dead. It is celebrated at a period that is considered sacred, a period when dead relatives are believed to visit several cities. This ritual or holiday has largely been promoted by companies that earn billions of dollars annually through the sales of candies and costumes. What is the origin and significance of costumes affiliated with the Halloween holiday? It is believed that adherents used creepy costumes to disguise themselves so they could blend and appear to be like evil spirits that were believed to walk through various cities at that time of the year in order to protect themselves from harm by evil forces. Did you know that? Now, talking about witches, the lady, better known as J.K. Rowling, that author of the Harry Potter series, who inanely mortgaged her reputation for fame and fortune, has surreptitiously lured millions of children into witchcraft practices. She subtly crafted the Harry Potter series to look like mere fiction. The Harry Potter series are devious child molesters. Only very imprudent parents will allow their children or child or wards access to such toxic materials. What good is it for a child to learn the skills of black magic, to have mediums with the dead, to channel evil spirits, to drink animal blood, and to cast spells? The Harry Potter series has indubitably emboldened children to challenge constituted authorities. It has inspired them to dream about bank robberies, car theft, identity theft, and the use of drugs. The Harry Potter series are utterly pathetic, but strangely, they have recorded exponential sales, having sold over 600 million book series in about 73 languages. Now tell me, What has renowned religious leaders done about this aberration wherein children are taught to invoke the powers of the controlling unknown? Do you know the impact it will have when foremost religious leaders are all vociferous in their outright condemnation of such despicable aberration? It is said, and rightly so, that evil prevails when good people do nothing to stop it. Good people should rise up to condemn such misnomer and fight to protect children and unsuspecting adults from contemporary witchcraft. Listen to this extract from one of the Harry Potter series titled Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Harry longed to bite the man. He read high from the floor and struck once, twice, three times, plunging his fangs deeply into the man's flesh, feeling his ribs splinter beneath his jaws. Feeling the warm gush of blood, the man was yelling in pain. Then he fell silent. He slumped backwards against the wall. Blood was splattering onto the floor, his forehead hot terribly. End of quote. Good gracious, imagine what parents expose their children to and inadvertently plant seeds of witchcraft in their children's minds. The Harry Potter series is in fulfillment of a fiendish agenda to capture the minds of younger generation by planting the seeds of witchcraft into their hearts in order to make them vulnerable and receptive to demonic possessions and manipulations. So, why wouldn't teenagers like those four Russian boys eat up their fellow teenagers when their minds are exposed to witchcraft and satanic practices? It is unfortunate that the practice of witchcraft fostered through the Harry Potter series has become a curriculum in most schools in developed countries of the world. A curriculum subtly packaged as fantasy literature. These Harry Potter series spread hate and rebellion. They teach divination, fortune telling, potion mixing, spell casting, killing, curses, astrology, drinking of blood, human sacrifices, speaking with the dead, passing through the fire, hexes, and the dark arts. And to make matters worse, some companies produce school packs teaching aids and toys with the Harry Potter witchcraft symbols. What an incredible absurdity indeed.